Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at pr@speakuptalkradio.com. Well, right now, I am so thrilled to share a fellow radio host and author with you. She is Rebecca Hall Greuter. Rebecca is the founder of Your Purpose Driven Practice, a character code coach, master trainer, best-selling author, business and visibility expert, radio talk show host, and creator of Your Success Formula, creator of the Speaker Talent Search, producer of the Women's Empowerment TV show series, owner of the Empowered Connections TV channel, CEO of RHG Media Productions, and the network director for the Voice America Women's Channel in TV and radio. She is committed in helping you to line up your business with you, your core values, and your passions so that you can impact the world in the unique and wonderful way in which you are gifted. She wants you to be heard, be seen, and most importantly, to shine. And she is here right now to shine a light on how she manages to do all of these things so very, very well. So welcome to the network, Rebecca.
Thank you, Pat. I'm honored to be here and looking forward to the conversation.
Oh, so am I. So am I. You are such a gifted woman and you just have so much to offer. I'm very, very excited to share you. And now you have aired your show on our Speak Up Talk Radio Network for several years now. So many of our listeners will recognize your voice as the host of Empowering Women, Transforming Lives. And after I've interviewed thousands of people, I know that everyone has a story and a journey and a road that takes them to where they are today. So I'd like to inspire our audience to help everyone realize that they too can shine regardless of past experiences. And I know that you had a bit of a difficult childhood that for some may have ended their desire to accomplish and shine. So if it's all right with you, will you share just a bit of your history with us that ultimately led you to become the successful woman you are today?
I would be honored to do so, and it's just been a privilege and honor to be on your network, so I wanted to take a moment and just let you know how much I appreciate that and all that you do, and I'm very honored to share some of my journey, and it goes back to the formative years. My parents got divorced when I was about 5 years old, and the result of that, I ended up in a very unsafe, abusive environment. And from the ages 5 and a half to 13 years old, it was very unsafe. When I cried out for help, it wasn't believed. I was always put back. And circumstances would become worse and worse. And I experienced things a little girl should not know about, much less experience. And part of what I took on during those years is that I must not matter. That there's something terribly wrong with me that is causing this. It's my fault somehow. And that it absolutely is not safe to be seen or hurt. So I strove to stay below the radar, invisible, to survive. And so I was that little girl with really big, bright smile covering and really sad eyes. You could tell something, you know, wasn't quite right, but not sure what it was. Kind of thing. I was really good at smiling and covering, mm-hmm. and that was part of my survival. Eventually, I was rescued and put into a new environment where I discovered that those were actually lies, not truth, that I mattered, that I had great value, that I was loved and lovable, and that it was starting to be safe to be seen and heard. And I think that's been the biggest and most challenging part of my journey, is that really being willing to be seen, to be heard, to share out. Because on a cellular level, it was so programmed into me that it was not safe. That even high school, college, and beyond, when I would stand up in front of two or more people at a time, I would start to shake. I would turn purple. I didn't do red, right to purple. And I would lose my words and start to have like a post-stress disorder kind of reaction response to that, simply standing up and saying my name and sharing it in front of a couple of people. And even though intellectually I knew I was safe, it's very different to know that on a cellular level, and that's been a lot of my journey.
Wow. And from what I read of your bio, and those are just a few things that you've accomplished, you have come a long way from not wanting to say your name and immediately turning purple. So it's proof that it can be done. What specific advice would you give to someone who is an adult now who perhaps endured a difficult childhood? How do you get from feeling that you don't matter to you're taking top stage?
I feel like it's a step-by-step journey. And you sometimes take 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, but you keep getting up and you take another step forward. And the thing that always helps me take another step forward or stand up again, if it can make a difference for another. And that was consistent throughout my whole healing journey, that when I felt like I would have these conversations with God, I would wrestle with God, and I would tell him how much I shouldn't have to do these certain things, that I had suffered enough, I shouldn't have to take that stand. There are so many other people that are more qualified to share in this space. Who am I? I shouldn't have to do that again and again and again. Take that stand, tell the truth, stand in that place. And I would say, but I will do this mean, hard, horrible thing you're asking me to do if it can make a difference for another, if it can make the path for another little girl a little bit easier, I will take that stand. I will stand in that space that terrifies me if it can make a difference for another. And that continues to be my journey, that every step, every new space that I step into, I'll come up against myself. And it's really looking at, when I look at opportunities out there, is this going to make a difference for another? If so, I say yes. And I've learned it's not about perfection. Mm-hmm. It's about connection and willingness. And every step is used and every step prepares you for the next.
Rebecca, what was the first thing that you accomplished then that led you to realize, yes, I can do this?
Oh, dear. I was thinking there are just so many different ones along the way. But I can think of a pivotal moment for me. If that works, I'm happy to share that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I had gone through this. I was a financial advisor at the time and had struggled and built my own business and practice. And it was successful and multiple six figures. Like, there was this sense of I had arrived to some extent, and what I had wanted to build was moving forward powerfully. I was newly married, and I felt like God was coming to me and asking me to start sharing my personal story. And I felt like I shouldn't have to, right? That's in the past. Someone else can share. That's not what financial advisors do. I had all these reasons not to, all these reasons that I was not the one, I was not qualified. And a lot of it was I had reached this level where I was comfortable, and I didn't want to go to that place of discomfort and vulnerability. And yes, I wanted to see positive change, but I didn't necessarily want to have to be vulnerable to be part of that. So I wanted to keep my walls up. I wanted to keep my image a certain way and share out. And yet he kept coming back to me, playing those tapes in my head about if it can make a difference for another. And it was like, this was my time, and I was being called forth and being given an opportunity to share my story. I didn't know what would come after that, but I knew that to me was terrifying. And it was something we'd worked so hard to overcome, something my family didn't want shared out. Like, there were all these reasons not to, but it kept coming forward, and I became convinced that it was needed and could make a difference for once. And now it was no longer about me and my comfort. It was about helping another, and that I could help by sharing my story. And so, wrestling 9 months, I finally said, okay, God, I will do this mean, hard, horrible thing you're asking me to do if it'll make a difference. But here's my boundaries. I don't want to do anything on radio, nothing on television, no books. I'm not a writer, no more than 50 people. I don't feel like I can connect with more than 50 people at a time. No pictures, no video, no recording of any fashion. Just bring the people together, tell me what to say, and I will do it.
Yeah, right.
I wanted boundaries. And there was silence. And I was like, God, I said I would say yes. And it came back to me, Rebecca, this is yes or no, period. Will you go where I call you to go and share what I call you to share or not? It is your choice. And I looked back at that moment, and there was, I didn't have anyone on radio or television trying to get me to do anything. I had no offers. I had no books that were yet, that I knew of, that were going to be written. No one was asking me to do any of those things. They were my greatest fears. I was using as an excuse and reason not to. And today, I do all of those things every week, and I love them. Who knew? I love them. And in fact, help others step into this space because it's so powerful when we're willing to share a story. But when I go to that moment on stage, I was suddenly in front of 300 people, live streamed, men and women, 7 minutes to share my story, and I was shaking. And I'd even looked at how to leave the room gracefully and quickly and most efficiently if I needed to. And I gave myself permission to walk off the stage any moment, and I would make myself safe. And what that did for me is every moment I stayed on the stage, I was choosing to be there versus had to, forced to. I was empowered to. And I don't remember what I said. I know I cried. I know I shook. I was out of my body, and then I completed. But I knew that there was someone in that room that needed what I had to offer, and that I just trusted that message would get through. Got a standing ovation I never saw. When I got off the stage, there were a lineup of men and women, and what they said to me is, Rebecca, I was the one. Thank you. And the next said it, and the next. And to me, the line looked endless. I'm sure it wasn't, but it looked endless to me. And again, they said I was the one. And then they started adding, I could tell you were scared, but you cared enough to do it anyway. Thank you. That encourages me. That inspires me. I still get emotional thinking about that moment. And it taught me so profoundly that I just had to be willing and take a step. That was all I needed to do. It wasn't about me. It was about that person, heart by heart, life by life, that needs what I can give.
Oh, my. You painted quite a picture there. I feel like I was watching that rather than hearing it. Thank you. Thank you for being so open and candid, which you obviously do so well on all of the different venues that you now participate in willingly. I mean,
joy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it just shows that it can be done. Wow. I'm touched. Thank you. Thank you for being you and sharing this. Oh, let's talk a little bit about some of the different businesses then that you have created that may help others shine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things I find is people are, I believe, confused about visibility and what it means. And that's why I tie so much of what I do into shine. And to me, what shine means is it's a willingness to share out, shine out your gifts, your talents, echo out what matters most to you. And part of the shining part in tying that into visibility is that when people are hurting, not if, when, we all have moments of darkness that we're hurting and struggling. It's like this big, thick pea soup fog comes down. And when those moments happen, it can be a death in the family. It can be something catastrophic that you just never foresaw that suddenly hits you, and the world is different at that moment. And you're just trying to breathe. You can't even think who to reach out to. There might be well-wishers that said, call me if you need help, but your mind goes blank. You don't know who those people are at that moment. You're just trying to breathe. Can I take another breath? Can I take a step? And you can feel alone and isolated in that darkness. And the only thing I know that cuts through darkness is light. And I believe we need to be willing to shine so brightly. We become that light. We become that beacon. We show a light right through the darkness to where they are so they can see our hand outstretched and see the safe path. And so a lot of the work that we do, there's a lot of on our television network and our radio shows, our programming, books that we do and release, Those are designed to reach out and help people in the highs in life and the lows in life in a real way to help them live on purpose and with purpose in a variety of voices and areas of expertise to pour truth into their life and into their heart. And then on the other side, the group of people that we help are messengers, experts, and influencers that are looking to reach those people. So to me, those are the two groups of people that we're helping. And the more I can help them connect, the more we can make the world a better place.
And you do a great job with this. And your website uses that word purpose. Your company name is Your Purpose Driven Practice. Let's just talk about those words. Why did you choose those?
I believe there are lots of reasons why. If I'm to distill it down, I feel like so many of us are looking for purpose in our life. We're looking to make a difference. When I travel around and a variety of audiences that I get to speak to, I will frequently ask a question, how many of you want to make a positive difference? If you're looking back from your grave, you're looking back on your life, or you're looking ahead, for your passing there, are you wanting to make a difference in a positive way? Almost everyone always raises their hand. I feel like there's people, including myself, we want to be on purpose. We want to make a difference. We want to, and I believe what we do in our business is we're trying to help people live on purpose and with purpose, develop that practice in your lives, because we can go through life automatic. We can let the days run us. We can let what we've always done before be what we continue to always do and feel lost and feel like we're lacking purpose. And what can shift that is stopping, pausing, and making choices to be on purpose, to create a mindfulness. And so to me, when I was able to start bringing that to my life, it transformed my life. And as I went through life, and as a financial advisor, when you're supporting people with money, you get to know them very, very intimately. And I had the honor of working with startup companies, to Fortune 500 companies, to school districts, to just this wide range of organizations and individuals. I got to work with individuals and families. And one of the things I learned very quickly when I started to work with individuals is that if we didn't tap into what mattered most to that person, like the purpose, the reason they're earning those dollars, what they're wanting those dollars to do, their why, anything that we did with them had a limited effect, and it was our plan, not theirs. And so I learned very quickly, and I went out and gained skills to help people harness their tools and resources to be on purpose for what mattered most to them, not to Rebecca, but to them, and help them do that in their life. And I found as they did that, it wasn't just their financial piece that was changed. How they even stood changed. What their clarity in life changed, the moving forward and being proud and excited to what they're doing and bringing, building and taking risks and moving forward in a direction also started happening. And so that led to some of the roots of what became Your Purpose-Driven Practice, is bringing some of those same principles. Not, I do not advise people around money anymore, but those same principles of how to tie in who you are and your energy and what you say yes and no to what matters to you, will change the course of our lives in a powerful, meaningful way. And we get to be more of who we are and less of who we're not.
This is huge, and now I thoroughly understand your connection or the segue from working in the financial services industry to what you're doing today. I as well was in the financial services industry, and I understand that when you're talking and trying to counsel somebody about money or the financial side of their life, we tend to look at that as a compartment and that it has nothing to do with anything else. But you said when you asked them, you know, what is the purpose behind amassing this money, or what do you want to be doing with it? Or I guess using that word purpose, it takes that to a completely different level. And as you said, it changes them not just financially, but the whole aspects of their lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that. You know, as you're speaking, I'm also thinking, though, people are so busy these days. They're working. A lot of people are struggling and working two jobs and just trying to pay bills. You talked about stop and pause and make choices. And I agree, everybody wants to understand what their purpose is. But for those that are just struggling to pay bills, when is their time to do that? How do you make that shift from, okay, I can't keep doing this anymore because that's not my purpose? How do you get from here to there?
And it's probably it's simpler than people make it out to be. Stopping and pausing is literally stopping and pausing. It can be 1 minute to 5 minutes. It's how we're living our life. When something happens to us, how are we responding? What are we echoing out? Have we taken time to even look at what's important to us? And we've got to be practical. I get that. Absolutely. I'm a practical person too. But we are making choices throughout the day that sometimes we're not even aware of. We're getting into autopilot. This is just what we've always done. And we can make a choice to smile at someone. We can make a choice to echo out patience and kindness when something happens that disrupts us in our day. We can choose to notice somebody else and lift them up. We can choose when we're looking at our time and our energy, checking in once in a while. We have this tendency to say yes and add more to our plate, let other stuff to our plate of responsibilities. And the plate is only so big. It has so many hours every day. Everyone has the same amount of hours and nobody gets more. Everyone gets 24 hours and we have different amounts of energy. And within that 24 hours that we can dedicate to things. And sometimes we don't even realize what's on our plate. We don't even realize all the stuff that we're doing that may not be serving anymore. And we can start to take some of those things off. We forget to see what can I take off. We just add more on. And by stopping and taking a look at your day, look at the responsibilities, recognize you're choosing those. Recognize you're saying yes. And when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. It is very disempowering when we're going, I have to, I should. And we tell ourselves that all the time throughout the day. I have to, I should. I even do it sometimes and I catch myself. Mm-hmm. No. I choose to do that. Mm-hmm. And I may choose to do it because I need that income to come in. I might choose to do it because I feel that's important. I might choose to do it because there are consequences that I'm not okay with by saying no to that. And that's okay. But it's still recognizing you're choosing that. And every time you say yes to something, you know, just check in. Give yourself 30 seconds to feel into that. It is okay to say, let me think about that and get back to you on that. It's okay to say, you know, I can work that in a little bit later on, but right now, my commitments are full. I feel like it starts with that and then spending time thinking about what matters to you, what's important to you. This is such a great time of year when we're coming towards the end of the year and we're looking ahead in the new year to start to evaluate, look back at the year, look ahead, dream a little, carve out a half hour, carve out some time to dream a little bit. And think about where you would like to go. What would you love to have in your life? And what is maybe one little tiny step you can take towards that?
And sometimes it's difficult to do alone, so it might even help to speak with someone such as yourself. And you do some coaching work, yes?
I do. We do some coaching work. And we have a lot of programs and resources as well, kind of depending on what serves the individual. One of the things that we have coming out, I'm very excited about, is it okay if I share about an upcoming book?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay, otherwise I'll leave it as a cliffhanger. I can honor that boundary.
No.
we have a book coming out on December 4th that's called Empowering You, and it's capital Y-O-U, Empowering You, Transforming Lives. And it's a 365-day daily inspiration book. And it's designed to support people in this very way. One day at a time, having someone come alongside you, giving you something just quick, it's quick, to think about, reflect on, and do that pause and breathe, and let it integrate into your heart and spirit. So we're really, really excited. That's been a dream of mine for several years. I'm excited it's coming together, and we're going to be releasing it on December 4th. And everyone in that book was called to be in it and called to walk beside people on a daily basis. So that's an amazing tool we're excited to bring forward. There are lots of great daily inspiration types of books. It starts in how we think about things, how we look at things, and those daily things that we do add up to our future, add up every day. Let me say it differently. Every day, the choices that we make add up to what our life is looking like and what our future looks like. And if we keep doing everything the same way, the same steps, our future is going to look like our past. And what can change that is being willing to be mindful about the steps and put a couple different steps, a couple different things in there that are supportive, and then bring support in where you need it. Have people come alongside you. Because you're right, it's absolutely not a solo journey. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that rumor got started. It is not a solo journey. We need to bust that myth.
I think we did today. And your website is just rich with so many wonderful ways that folks can begin to think about this. Like I say, books and seminars and your radio show, Empowering Women, Transforming Lives. Share with us then where folks can go to learn more about you and where they can find out how they can shine themselves. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So our main website is yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. Again, that's yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. That's the kind of holder of everything. And some of the resources you can tap into there, you'll find our radio program. You can click on that. We have a magazine that we're releasing on a quarterly basis that has great articles in it and tips and ideas, and it's free for people to subscribe to and enjoy. We've got our television network, rhgtvnetwork.com, so my initials, tvnetwork.com, and right now I believe we have 45 weekly programs that are being shared out, and they're free to enjoy, play on demand. There's meditation music, like there's all kinds of rich things that you can tap into and enjoy on that, and you'll find books and programs. And one of the things a lot of people lean into, especially those who are messengers, influencers, and experts that are looking to reach more people, we have the speakertalentsearch.com. You can also find that on the main website. And that has, it's a free application process that people can apply and get in front of decision makers who have speaking opportunities. So we really want to help connect the messengers and the experts and the influencers with the people that are looking to be encouraged, inspired, and helped and supported on their journey, because none of us makes it alone. We do need each other.
Absolutely. That's brilliant. You're a matchmaker of sorts. Yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. So what's next for you, my friend?
Well, we're excited about the book coming up in December. And, another thing that we've launched. I mean, there's always things that we're launching and bringing forward. But we've been doing anthologies for a number of years, which are collaborative books with multiple authors coming together. And that's led us to expand our publishing arm to now helping individuals. So that's really been exciting, to help people bring that book that's been speaking to them for years or in their heart to bring it into reality and help them reach as many hearts and lives as possible. So that's really been an exciting thing that we were testing the waters this year, and I think we've helped, I think it's 15 people so far do this. And so we're expanding that to support up to 32 people next year in that way. So that's really exciting.
How many people are you, Rebecca? How do you get all this stuff? You must have a closet full of hats, right?
I have an amazing team that we built, you know, life by life, heart by heart.
Yes.
As we grow step by step. And again, it's not a solo journey. They're an amazing team that help us continue to expand our reach and touch as many hearts and lives as possible.
Well, you've touched my heart today, and I know that through this conversation that we're having, that you will also touch many, many more lives. So I so appreciate that. So as we begin to wrap up, any final words that you'd like to leave us with today?
I think on my heart, I just want to encourage each of you out there to know that you didn't tune in to this show by accident. There's something here for you. And I want to encourage you to take whatever that is with you and to remember that you are beautifully and wonderfully made on purpose and for a purpose. And I hope that you are willing to share just a little bit more of you today by shining your gifts out into the world.
You're a beautiful person. I'm so thrilled, and you and I have had an opportunity to meet, and today's just been very special for me, and I know for our listeners too. Head over to yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. Rebecca, thank you so much for sharing your heart. It's just so obvious that you are the most authentic woman and an inspiration to all. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a privilege and an honor.